Boulevard and beyond. Well, glads or gladiolas are one of my favorite flowers. And if you're not a flower person, you're probably going, oh, so what? And you may not even recognize them, but I know that you have seen them. If you drive down lots of streets in town, you will see those gladiolas, or for short, glads growing. They're the tall, spiky flowers, and they're often used in funeral bouquets because they are very strong stemmed and come in many colors, and they last a long time. So they have lots of things going for them. They're a great cut flower. Glads or gladiolas are one of the few flowers whose scientific name is the name we often use, gladiolus. Very few flowers do we use those scientific names because they're often long and seem complicated. But there are a few of those. And I wanted to talk specifically about glads, but also then talk about and throw in a few other ideas about other kinds of bulbs. Well, there are over 250 species in the gladiolus genus and species in that family, and they are related, no surprise to me, to iris. They are in that iris family because when you look at the individual flowers, they are very much alike, and they also come in, as I said, lots of different colors, and we have grown to recognize them as kind of one similar looking shape in that spiky flower, but that's not how they started out. Actually, the gladiolus came from and are native to the Mediterranean, Europe, Asia, Africa, and South Africa. So, you know, they had to get carried from there some other way. Well, the other country you probably think of if you think about bulbs at all is Holland, but that's not where they originated. Holland does have the great kind of soil and all the things that's required to grow bulbs, so most of our bulbs come from Holland. The others that don't come from Holland probably come from England. Very few bulbs are grown here for us to purchase. The United States is the greatest importer of bulbs anywhere, and lots of us love those bulbs. Of course, as mentioned, especially with glads, all the positives in terms of color and size and shape and long living when they're cut and so on. The one negative thing for most of us is that we have to dig up those bulbs every year because, thinking about they're coming from South Africa, et cetera, that you know that they cannot overwinter in our cold winters. The one thing that is good to know if you're going to plant glads is that you can start planting them relatively early after all the fear of frost is over and the soil has started to warm a little bit. And if you want them to last a long time, then you plant them about every 2 weeks, plant a new group of bulbs, and they will continue to bloom until frost. I think probably the greatest number of them blooming are probably kind of at the end now, but if we had planted them a little later, they would still be blooming. I'd probably pick getting close to the last ones that I have blooming and enjoying every single one of them. Also have shared a few with my coworkers at KGN because the colors are just almost unbelievable. And every flower also, not only the basic color, but all the stripes and all the different parts of the flower are also unique. So thinking about that over 255 kinds that you might see, yes, there are lots of differences and uniqueness. Well, of course, as usual, many of our names and our flowers, our plants, our bulbs go back way back in history from the beginning of time. And many of the names came from those early myths from the Greek stories and so on, a Narcissus being one of them, and Hyacinth. Those were named after Greek gods. So we have ancient history in terms of our flowers and, of course, all of our other plants. Something called tulip mania. Tulips are native, as we said, to the Middle East and as far south as China. But their introduction into the West was via the Ottoman Empire. That's how we're going to get eventually to us. This is where the first tulip mania occurred during the 16th century. Tulips were highly prized flowers grown by the Sultan and only allowed to be sold within the capital city limits. Tulips were a symbol of wealth and social status, and during this time called the Age of Tulips. The Dutch had the most famous tulip mania during the mid-1630s due to the fantastic tulip market speculation. Yeah, speculation we're talking about, like gold. Tulips were often bought and sold many times before a bulb was ever planted. That bulb was bought and sold many times before it was put into the ground. But that all came crashing down in 1637, ruining the Dutch economy, and many people lost everything they owned because they had been trading in tulip bulbs. And as I mentioned, Holland has a long history of producing bulbs. In the late 16th century, when all of this was going on, large-scale production of daffodils and tulips were happening in that great climate. Large, colorful hybrids that don't resemble the original species very much were created for the commercial, ornamental, flower, and bulb trade. And Dutch colonists are responsible for finally spreading the flowers all over the world and bringing them to America. That was in the 18th and 19th centuries. In recent history, Holland is still the world's largest producer of flower bulbs, followed by Great Britain, as I mentioned, and that we are the greatest importer of bulbs. And moving from the gladiolas to bulbs in general, how many flowers can you name that are planted from bulbs or corms, a kind of bulb? There are hundreds of different kinds. I think that's a good question that we'll ask the master gardeners, but anybody interested in flowers can name them. And one of them, one that's a plant that's usually indoors, can be outdoors in the summertime, but often brought indoors and given as gifts, and that's the begonia. That's one that a lot of people would recognize even if they can't name it, and it comes from a bulb. Another flower that comes from a bulb that's often used in bouquets, kind of as fillers, are the freesias, but we could grow those too. Some orchids also come from bulbs. Or how about, have you heard of the plant elephant ear? Well, it has leaves. It seems almost as big as an elephant ear. That's the caladium is another name. That is a scientific name. And it grows from a huge bulb into those huge leaves. Hyacinth, lilies, crocus. How about ornamental onions or alliums? If I haven't mentioned lilies, I should have, because there are the lilies, just, again, lots and lots of different species of lilies. Which, a little aside, as I was looking for information, inserted into the information about flowers, there was an ad for how do you grow eyelashes, which reminded me that one of my lilies' names is eyeliner. Just sort of that moment that said, oh, yeah, it kind of goes together. Garlic is another thing, another bulb plant, and, of course, you see that as garlic being used for flavoring. But garlic also produces some really interesting little flowers that I often use as fillers and bouquets. So, back to GLADS. It is the August birth flower. It means sincerity. It stands for strength of character. And in Victorian times, messages, hidden messages were often sent via flowers. Flowers had meaning, and GLAD means love at first sight. So if somebody received a bouquet with a glad, they got the message, love at first sight. And with all those wanderings around about glads and bulbs, hope you just enjoy them even if you don't grow them. And until next time, here's a pretty serious thought from Buddha. If we could see the miracle of a single flower clearly, our whole life would change.